Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 8th, 2019. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. Here is a reading from the psalm appointed for morning prayer this morning. It's from Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. When I read that this morning, I couldn't help but think about doing the Stations of the Cross, which is what we're doing every Friday morning here at Trinity Church. And the 10th station, where Jesus dies on the cross, so we stand in front of a representation of Jesus on the cross, and the meditation that is read at the 10th station is, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And then, crying with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he bowed his head and handed over his spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. Not only did I think about that particular story of Jesus' death on the cross in that moment where he surrenders himself into the hands of God, I also thought about the service of Compline in the Book of Common Prayer, where Psalm 31 is one of the psalms that is said every night at Compline. Into your hands I commend my spirit. This sort of notion that when we lie down to sleep, we are giving over ourselves into the care of God. Every going to sleep is a mini death, and every waking up is a new miracle of a new day. But in between the time we go to sleep and wake up, we are literally in the hands of God. I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, we were taught a night prayer, had the kind of sing-songy rhyme some of you may remember. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. It's just a poetic way of saying, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. Throughout today, as I've been thinking about this verse, I couldn't help but reflect a bit on my own dad's last few months as he was dying with cancer. When my dad got his second diagnosis, he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2008, had surgery, radiation, chemo, and was cancer-free for a number of years, but then when it came back in 2012, it was back with a vengeance. And my dad opted not to take additional chemo and radiation treatment because it would have likely done little good. Instead, he opted for hospice care and to enjoy to the best he could enjoy his remaining days. And one day he was telling me that, I think I'm remembering this correctly, that to know that you're dying, to know that every day is a gift and a miracle, is also to know that every day you have to practice giving it all to God. Every day when you wake up, there are challenges, there are things that he would have to deal with attendant to the bodily necessities of dying with an awful disease. And yet he said, I was always happy to see the morning. And then to lie down in the evening and to know that every day that you go to sleep and every morning that you wake up, you're coming closer and closer to the time when the spirit will depart and there will be no more waking in this life. And he said to me, every day I get a practice of surrendering myself to God, of relaxing into God's hands, and of knowing that in God's hands I am safe. That was a testimony of faith, and I've been thinking a lot about it today as I've thought about how we tend to try and hold on and control everything. We stress about so many things that we don't need to stress about. We try to control so many things that really we could probably just relax about. And I'm not suggesting a laissez-faire attitude toward life, but I am suggesting that what the psalmist knew was that God could be trusted with the psalmist's life. What Jesus knew is that God, his Father, could be trusted with his Spirit. And what my dad knew is that God could be trusted with his very soul. Maybe beyond the giving up and the taking on of things, maybe beyond all of the layers of meaning that we put on Lent, maybe Lent is an opportunity for us to practice not giving up as much as letting go. Letting go of our need to please everyone. Letting go of our need to control everything. Letting go of our need to simply be so exercised about all manner of trivialities day in and day out. Maybe we can practice a little letting go. Letting go of our anxiety and our care and our anger and our sadness and our grief. What about if we just let go and commend ourselves to the one who holds us safely in the palm of his hands? Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen.